This audio has been developed by Sangam Books Publication Private Limited, Nepal. Paragon English Book 2. Unit 1. Listening. 1. What do you say when you meet your friend in the morning? 2. Listen to the conversation and tick the correct answer.
Hello, my name is Rubina.
Hello, my name is Sushil.
Where are you from?
I'm from Dang. And you?
I'm from Dangkuda.
Where do you live?
I live near the school. And you?
I live near the temple.
How old are you?
I'm 7 years old. And you?
I'm also 7.
What does your father do?
My father is a businessman. He runs a bookshop.
Wow. Nice. My father does the same.
Nice to meet you. Bye for now.
Okay, bye.
3. Listen to the conversation again and write true or false.
Hello, my name is Rubina.
Hello, my name is Sushil.
Where are you from?
I'm from Dang. And you?
I'm from Dangkuda.
Where do you live?
I live near the school. And you?
I live near the temple.
How old are you?
I'm 7 years old. And you?
I'm also 7.
What does your father do?
My father is a businessman. He runs a bookshop.
Wow, nice. My father does the same.
Nice to meet you. Bye for now.
Okay, bye.
Unit 2. Listening. 1. Do you watch any film at your leisure time? If yes, on TV or in the hall? 2. Listen to the text and answer these questions.
This morning, Nitesh got up late as it was his holiday. After his meal, he went to visit his friend Arun. Arun was waiting for him as they had already planned to watch a movie. They wanted to see the movie at 2 p.m. at Kumari Hall. There was a new Nepali film, Bulbul. They went there with Aaron's mother. Aaron's mother took 3 tickets. Then they went into the hall to watch the film. When the film was over, they went to a cafe for snacks. Nitesh and Arun took tea and cake, but Aaron's mother just took milk coffee. They reached home at about 6 p.m.
3. Listen to the text again and tick the best option.
This morning, Nitesh got up late as it was his holiday. After his meal, he went to visit his friend Arun. Arun was waiting for him as they had already planned to watch a movie. They wanted to see the movie at 2 p.m. at Kumari Hall. There was a new Nepali film, Bulbul. They went there with Aaron's mother. Aaron's mother took 3 tickets. Then they went into the hall to watch the film. When the film was over, they went to a cafe for snacks. Nitesh and Arun took tea and cake, but Aaron's mother just took milk coffee. They reached home at about 6 p.m.
Unit 3. Listening. 3. Listen to the conversation and choose the best option.
Excuse me, can you tell me where the bank is?
Which bank do you mean?
Citizen Bank.
It's on Main Street. It's next to the Zonal Hospital. It's between the bakery and the barbershop.
How can I go there?
It's better if you take an auto. If you want to go on foot, you can go straight. When you reach near the hospital, turn right, then you will see the signboard of the bank. It's on the 2nd floor.
Thank you.
Welcome. Unit 4, Listening. 1. Look at the following pictures and describe them. 2. Listen to the text and fill in the blanks.
Ram Singh is a farmer. He is very strong. He has kept 2 buffaloes for milk. He sells milk in the local market. Every morning and evening, he drinks a glass of milk. He is healthy. He also grows organic vegetables. So he always eats fresh vegetables. He is laborious. His wife helps him in his work. He has a son who studies at grade 2 in a local school. He is an honest person. He believes in hard work.
Unit 5, Listening. 1. Look at the following picture and say what the girl has. 2. Listen to the text and complete.
Richa is a fashionable girl. She changes her dress every day. She has many things in her room. She has kept her clothes in the cupboard. She has a box of makeup items. She usually wears t-shirt and jeans pants. But when she goes to a party, she wears a sari and a blouse. She prefers wearing red saris with a black blouse. She has a black leather bag and a brown purse. She has a scooter. She goes to the market on her scooter once a week for shopping.
Unit 6, Listening. 1. Look at the following picture of a class and discuss what you see. 2. Listen to the text and write true or false.
Mohan is a teacher. He teaches English at the basic level. His school is nearby his house. On holidays, he is busy in his farm. He grows organic vegetables. He is gardener too. He has a small garden around his house. There are varieties of flowers in his garden. He is dutiful in his job. He values his students. He worships his work and he believes in hard work. All the students like him and respect him.
Unit 7, Listening. 1. Have you ever seen a robot? Look at the following picture of a robot and discuss what it works. 2. Listen to the poem and complete.
My robot does my homework. He helps me every night. The trouble is he doesn't get too many answers right. He'd probably do better at homework but, you see, I built him, so he only knows the things he learned from me.
Unit 8, Listening. 1. Look at the following picture and discuss it in groups. 2. Listen to the text and write true or false.
There are 2 people at the bus stop. One is wearing coat and pants. Another is wearing a leather jacket and jeans pants. They are not talking to each other. Perhaps they are waiting for the bus. The man with the jacket has his bag on his back. The man with the coat is just playing with his mobile in his hand.
Unit 9, Listening. 1. Work in groups and discuss which of the following activities you like and which ones you don't like. 2. Listen to the text and answer the questions.
Rita is 10 years old. She studies at grade 5. She has many hobbies. She likes reading comic stories and watching telly serials. She also likes visiting new places and taking photos. She is interested in playing games too. Her favorite game is table tennis. She can dance well. She takes part in quiz contests at school. But she doesn't like painting and cartoons. She is a good student. All her teachers like her. She is very obedient and honest.
3. Listen to the text again and choose the best option.
Rita is 10 years old. She studies at grade 5. She has many hobbies. She likes reading comic stories and watching telly serials. She also likes visiting new places and taking photos. She is interested in playing games too. Her favorite game is table tennis. She can dance well. She takes part in quiz contests at school. But she doesn't like painting and cartoons. She is a good student. All her teachers like her. She is very obedient and honest.
Unit 10. Listening. 1. Look at the following pictures and say what you can do and what you can't. 2. Listen to the conversation between a teacher and a student and fill in the gaps.
Roshan, I like dancing. Can you dance?
Yes, I can. I can dance, sir.
Can you play the guitar?
No, I can't. I can't play the guitar, sir.
What about football? Can you play football?
Yes, I like it. I can play very well.
By the way, can you speak Chinese?
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't speak.
It's all right.
Thank you, sir.